ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. Tonight, we begin in Las Vegas, my new favorite city that I don't know very well, but Jeff Bliss, his Pacific Watch, is my guide. Not only do we begin in Las Vegas, but in time, 1901, when there was a Mormon ranch on Clark County, this bare landscape of desert cactus. Wonderful. And then to 1955 and 1959, the Desert Inn, a huge swimming pool in the midst of what looks like a 50s-style motel furniture. And then 1959, the Sands Hotel, Frank Sinatra, Joey Bishop, big names on the marquee, but a picture of the Sands Hotel with Peter Lorre and with Jack Entratter, who was the host and manager of the Sands, along with Frank Sinatra, of course, and Frankie Davis Jr. I saw Joey Bishop. I saw Dean Martin. The Rat Pack. The ones themselves. And then on to Jeff's reporting on Las Vegas, which is the people who are arriving in Las Vegas have specific addresses they've left. The dominant address in the months of October, November to late December 2023, Los Angeles. More than all the rest together, Los Angeles. I think it was 5,600 and odd people coming from Los Angeles to Las Vegas. Going away from Las Vegas, not Los Angeles, Arizona, Utah. Jeff tells me they're known as the Free States. Anyway, Las Vegas is the place to be in 1959 with the Rat Pack, in 1901 with the Mormon Ranch on Clark County, and here in 2023. Then on to the question of nukes in Latvia. The Latvian foreign minister, Karens, believes that Latvia and the Baltic states could be next, that once Putin gobbles up Ukraine, he's coming for more of the empire. And there's a case made by Peter Schroeder in Foreign Affairs that Putin is not likely to use tactical nuclear weapons for Ukraine, but he is in battling NATO. Nukes and Putin into the immediate future, say these articles. And then SpaceX has trouble with the NLRB, having to do with a legal beef over employees who were unhappy several years ago. The National Labor Relations Board is back. Bob Zimmerman gives us the story. Well, there's also a wonderful story about Hubble finding weather changing on an exoplanet. That's right. Meteorology on planets far, far away. Then we turn to Ukraine, where Josh Rogan explains there is a thinking at the G7, especially in Washington, of ways to confiscate Russia's $300 or $350 billion of assets that are outside of Russia. None of them are without risk, such as precedent. However, there it is, looking for money to rebuild Ukraine. Not fund the war, but rebuild Ukraine. The war funding is not there, according to Josh. The Congress is stuck. They're stuck on the Republicans saying no. Mr. Market joins me, Jim McTague, looking at the latest jobs number. Strong jobs number, but at the same time, is it too strong for the Federal Reserve to begin cuts because other parts of the economy are struggling? That's the debate. Jim believes a bear market always. He's my permanent bear. It's wonderful. And the first half of the new year, 2024, will be rollicking back and forth the way it was at one point. I think in 22, a market going up and down 3% day by day. A lot of activity. Mary O'Grady joins to talk about Cuba and the political prisoners held in a brutal prison outside of Havana. At the same time, the Biden administration's policy towards Cuba includes guiding tourism to Cuba. Strange disconnect between the brutality of the regime and the obliging nature of the relationship with the United States. At the same time, the boycott continues, Cuba. And then a conversation about Canada with Conrad Black, the strange decision by the Human Rights Commission of Canada to disregard Christmas, calling it discriminatory. Very strange. Quebec pushed back. The Parliament pushed back. Conrad is witty in explaining. And the Human Rights Commission comes out with a statement from the interim chair saying that Christmas is not racist. Odd. The whole thing is odd. Language is strange these days. The second half of Bob Zimmerman's conversation about Apollo 8 that took place in 1968. It's very dramatic. This is a book Bob wrote some 25 years ago, still relevant to the dare that is necessary to travel to the moon. And we're getting ready to see moonshot after moonshot in this decade and the next decade. So Apollo 8 is the first spacecraft ever to leave Earth orbit, to go venture to another planet, in this case the moon. And then another discussion about the market, three myths of the market by Veronique de Régis. The first myth is income inequality, a concept that is proposed by three French economists that apparently has no good basis in fact. Income inequality. Thomas Piketty is the man known best for this idea that income inequality has been growing since the 1960s. And technically, what they didn't do was take into account transfer payments, redistribution, benefits, and the tax load on the well-to-do, narrowing the gap between the not-so-good and the good. And then a conversation about Italy. They're snowing in the Alps. That's a good thing. It's snowing on the Swiss side of the Alps. It is not snowing on the Italian side of the Alps, and we need that snowpack to adequately fill the Po River come the spring for the risotto crop, etc. Also a debate in Italy, a new kind of pizza, pineapple pizza. My colleague and friend Lorenzo Fiore made a face when I mentioned it, but I bring it up because it was a CNN story. And then Hotel Mars, a conversation with Professor Dr. Anna Ho of Cornell University on a discovery she and her team have made. They call it the Tasmanian Devil. It's a very bright phenomenon, flashing on and off, in the direction of Earth, as if it was a flashlight signaling trouble or emergency. But it's a phenomenon. They have an explanation for it. It's 200 million light years away. They're looking for more of them on Hotel Mars with David Livingston. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. A lot of astronomy tonight. And also space travel. Apollo 8, Christmas, 1968, the world in despair. And I'm John Batchelor. Thank you.
Today, every dollar counts. Make yours go further with AARP. For just $15 for your first year with automatic renewal, an AARP membership delivers benefits and savings you can use right away. You can also access trusted resources and tools to help you stay healthy, protect your money, and plan ahead. And with a second free membership for someone in your household, you'll receive AARP benefits for two. Go to aarp.org/iHeart to join today.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This is Danielle Fishel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
As cat parents, Ryder and I know the feeling of being ignored by our cats. I often wonder, does my cat even love me?
Well, there's only one solution to solve that. Sheba.
Feed your cat Sheba and go from feeling ignored to truly adored in 12 days. Guaranteed or your money back.
Sheba has so many incredible products that can satisfy even the pickiest eater.
Like new Sheba Grilled. Made in the USA with the finest ingredients from around the world. They are savory strips in a succulent sauce that cats are sure to love. And it's 100% complete and balanced with essential vitamins and nutrients for adult cats like my Bill. Made without artificial flavors or preservatives, no corn, wheat, or soy. To learn more, check out Sheba.com.